Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Jethro Smith, born with a gift psychic, and my wonderful friend Dina Flanagan, also born with a gift and able to read and help individuals with the mediumship and psychic abilities. We are discussing today ways to help individuals with their 2014 per your request on Psychics Gone Wild. Dina, today is the day we talk about those energies inside of our bodies called chakras. I had someone teasing me. They said, isn't that a singer from the 60s? No, it's not. This is a very phenomenal energy we were talking about, and those of you who've tuned in, please, you know, listen to the first part of the meditations. This is in sequence, and how to relax and get yourself in that raising energy space to meditate before you attempt this. Now, Dina, let's talk about it. We're going to talk about the seven chakras. Would you enlighten everybody and let them know the colors and what you've been trained? There's a little difference here. You guys are listening to, it's not just a male and female, it's actually me and Dina. We're both very gifted. We just have learned different ways, and this helps complement. You get the best of both. Would you tell them, Dina, what the seven are and their colors and what you feel with those chakras?
Yeah, the first one is your root chakra, and that's red. Yes, and that one is about it's your base of who you are, and it's all kinds of things. It's where you hold a lot of things from your childhood, from your past, whatever. Your second one is just above that, and it's yellow. That's your second chakra. And that has a lot to do with you and your energies and everything else. So then you work on that one. Your third one is your solar plexus, which is right in your solar plexus area. And that's green. And that is what I call your energy center. That's where a lot of stuff go in and out. Like if you're empathic, a lot of it comes right through your solar plexus. And empathic, that means that you can feel people's things, energies, what their thoughts, their... You're just feeling them. You're feeling their pain. You're feeling everything, which I do feel. I know Jethro does too. So that's your third one. Your fourth one is your heart chakra, and that's indigo. So red, yellow, green, indigo. Red, yellow, green, blue. That's blue. I'm sorry. That's blue. I had to think for a minute. That's blue. Your heart chakra. And so your heart, naturally, your heart chakra is where you feel everything. It's where you hold a lot of your emotions and, you know, where you might take things personal, where you're just feeling everything. So that one is, like, probably the hardest one. Your root chakra and that one's your hardest one to clear out. And then, so then your fifth chakra is your throat chakra. So that's, where are we? Red, yellow, green, blue. I'm losing my mind. Red, orange, yellow. The second one's orange. The third one's yellow. Green, blue, indigo, and violet are the colors. So your heart chakra, you want to move up from that, is your throat chakra. So really, if you follow, they're going up a line. So your throat chakra is where you, a lot of people have a hard time, you know, really telling their feelings or what they really feel, or have a hard time telling the truth or whatever. That is when you work on your throat chakra. Sometimes you'll feel it closing right up, and that's why. And then your next chakra is your sixth chakra, which is in your forehead. Right, it's the third eye, and it's above your two eyes, right in the center. And that one is where you have vision, you know, where you get to see things, where you just kind of intuitively know things. And you have vision. And then your seventh one is your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, which is where I feel my energy comes in and goes out. But that can expand out quite a ways too, you know, a few inches. So that one is where a lot of psychic info comes in between your third eye, which is your sixth chakra, and your seventh chakra. They connect the two, and you get a lot of many different ways to hear things, see things, feel things. So those are very powerful for spirit. But in order for that one, you have to clear out all those other ones to really be open to channel for the spiritual ones.
I agree very much. And I know a lot of you are writing in today asking about how we were talking about the meditations. We're letting you know when you do the basic meditation, you're sitting there, you're in a relaxed state. Know whether you're left or right. If you're an individual who likes to work and has a quiet time and have always studied in a library, you need to have it quiet to do your meditation so that you're in line with your guides. And most people are. There are that few exceptions that really do well with outside noise. It helps them focus. It helps the right side of the brain and the parts of working with it. Whichever you are more adaptable with, work with that so that you're in a calm, relaxed state. You're in what you feel, your own space and your mantra. I also want to let you know that a lot of people who pray or meditate, sitting in a church or sitting in a chair or sitting in your house doing a prom meditation, you're in the same energy. It can work if you're focused and you're feeling your guides or you're feeling light energy coming through you. You're at that state. We're talking the chakras. Now I'm going to go with my part of it. Dina starts at the top. I start at the bottom. There is little differences, but what's excellent is we work together. For me, the first chakra is at the tailbone, and it's the red chakra. It's the grounding. It's your survival. It's your energies. The second chakra is below your belly button. It's the orange. It also works very strong, and it works very intense towards your sexual energies and your power. It's your gut feeling of knowing with energy and your actual essence. Your third is your yellow, right above your belly button, and it's your emotions. It's your strengths, that your mental capabilities. It works with not only your gut feeling, but also your mental instinct of what right and wrong and all the social things you've been taught. Your fourth chakra is your heart chakra, is green. It's very strong, and at times it turns pink. You have an unconditional love there, the male and female yin-yang. That's why a lot of them tease me and Dina. Me and Dina work very well. Tina has a lot of male energy. She's a very attractive female, but she has that male strong energy. Last year, those of you listening into our radio show, Psyche's Gone Wild, the guys just said, Dina, you're light warrior. She's like, okay. And I'm like, whoa. It was so intense when the guys and other people were saying this through the radio that it means Dina has got that energy. She has to be forefront as a light worker, healing people, helping constantly. She has no choice. She has to do it. I have a female energy, a very sensitive energy. Even though I'm all male, my guides were saying, relax, step back. We joke, and that's why we as friends work so well. Going out of your heart chakra, for example, you've got a lot of pink energy coming in. That's the unconditional love in the universe. Green energy is a teacher learning your heart energy. A good example for me, I think the strongest teacher would have been Jesus Christ. That light white energy with the green energy and the master and teacher is there. Individuals are having a message coming from the spiritual. Oftentimes you will see or sense that energy around. Green also can mean healing. We'll get more into color healing as me and Dina go along these sessions. Stay tuned. You'll want to know more. Going into the throat energy, this is the fifth chakra. This is blue. This sometimes is, and that's what Dina, you guys were catching her. The guys, Dina's done it so long in healing, she's bringing it in and seeing the other energies. A lot of ones are doing aqua. A lot of different energies are in the throat. Those individuals are working with and doing that in the throat. Throat is communication, obviously. It's also strengthening and working within your lungs. And for my way, it also works with the pineal gland, right? In the back of your head, not only where the psychic gift comes with, but then the next chakra, the indigo, right there, the sixth sense, and your sixth eye works with to bring this sense and energy. Dina, as a healer, has got a really wild concept because she works with every individual on a one-on-one level. The basic chakras also are another dimension for her. That's why you guys, I had some people write, and they're like, whoa, you two are really, you guys are getting it now. And that's what we want you to do. When you're hearing us go this is why we're doing this. You asked for it, and we're giving you the classes. Your top chakra, your seventh chakra, the purple chakra, is very, very strong. And it's the crown at your head, and there's where I always end up at the last. And that's where the dream energy, the analogy energy, your astral projections, your work. We love all of you guys tuning in. This is a class today. If you want to get a reading, go to psychesgonewild.com, and we're there for you. This is a class where we are just doing this and working with this. Psyches Gone Wild will be back Sunday evening with two readers at 9 p.m. Eastern Time if you'd like to call in then and get a reading. But today, that's what we're working on. And actually, that class is going to be on karma, which is something me and Dina will be doing later too. Dina, talk to everybody now. We've talked about the chakras. Now we're down to the really fun part that we both love, working with the energy. What would you suggest to someone? I have an email here. Brian has been having stress for 16 months. His life is very bad. He's very much at the point of giving up. He has worked with an individual who showed him how to meditate, but he can't seem to get those chakras moving with the kundalini. Help me, please. What would you do, Dina?
Well, I certainly wouldn't give up. But I would, I mean, I have the ability to send energy and help that move along. So, I mean, you know, beside the fact that I would do that to help this person, if he wanted to do it all on his own, I mean, what I would do, excuse me, is I would definitely continue to first have the faith and then keep going with the, as we were talking earlier, the breathing, definitely do the breathing and clearing yourself out, because we do all have this ability. We all have this ability to clear our chakras, clear our system, but you have to trust in that ability. So every day, don't give up. Every day, try it, and every day, try it. And if you can afford or want the extra help, you know, please do, you know, go get the extra help. But you can do this on your own, because you are your own light. You are the, that energy, that being. We can only help and facilitate to get you there, but you actually have to do the work to get there. So my suggestion would be to do, again, the meditation, the deep breathing, sending the light down through. And if you can't afford the extra help, to get the extra help. Sometimes you need that extra help to help move it. You know, even though we can do it, like I can do it. I can do it for many, many people. But on myself, sometimes I do need that little bit of extra help. So I strongly suggest that you find somebody who you like or who's reputable to do that with. And you, Jethro.
I agree. And I feel like they're I feel like they're going into another part of the energy that's also, when you guys are doing that, you want to make sure, as Dina said, and it is a mind over stance. The first thing there when you said that, my first reaction was, you always say and you always know that you are and will be continually working towards your level at such a rate that everybody's getting the same involvement, that no matter what's going on, you will overcome it. And then working with the energies, do the colors, do the energy. See, now this is where you're getting the best from both of us. Dina's talking about raising energy to bring it down and do the wiring of it. I am not as strong of a healer as her, so I cheat. I use the method of doing mental energy where you put it together and you see the color energy come around that energy to relax it. I would say blue meditative state would be what I would suggest. And now this is careful, because blue also is a depressed color. So let's say you're doing a lot of intensity. You want to put light, always put light in, because light has all the colors in it, just like black has all the colors. The difference is the energy field you're reming to, positive or negative, you're doing to a positive. Your teacher's taught you to meditate. Put that in and then raise that to a very light, beautiful sky blue. Visualize yourself in the physical of a pyramid, because then you're going to see what else is hitting you. There's something else doing it, because you're saying depression, and that means inside there's some anger. I'm not trying to be psychology. I'm just being spiritual, and my belief is a reverend. You've got to see and know inside you. So inside that pyramid, it's okay to look in there and see what's making you go with this. Dina brought up once again, cleaning out those energies. So that's what we're going to start with. I want all of you looking at your tailbone, and I laugh. Don't physically do it. If you're just staring at someone's tailbone, you will be picked up for ogling. It is against the law. No, I'm kidding. Come on, we got to keep laughing. Look at others' tailbones. Visualize your tailbone. Start working on the red. Visualize an energy there, a point there. Breathing in energy. Let's talk about, this is something here. Now, if you see this energy, it's a round circle. What do you go with it to bring it in? Dina, explain the clockwise and the counterclockwise and how to open and close that chakra.
I don't do those. I more or less just open them. I ask for them to be open, and I open them. So I don't do the, many years ago, but I haven't done them in so many years, Jethro. But I just ask that. The power of asking is amazing. So I just ask them to be open and cleared. So you might want to explain this.
And that's exactly why I had her do that. Other ones are asking, and this is what Dina just told you, power of asking. So you, those of you asking in, and I do work with, from years of, I move it clockwise, I visualize a clock, and I move it, breathing in energy, bringing it around with it. But what Dina said, if you're, your control of your energy, it is mind over matter. What she just said, if you want to be simple, you want to be in there healing, do it, open it, visualize it, say it, know it, and see your chakra opening. Or like she said, sending energy is there. Tuning in, we're going to go into a little more with this next time we do this class. We welcome all of you guys. This is Jethro Smith at jethrosmith.com and Dina Flanagan at Dina.
At Dina Flanagan Psychic Medium.
And so those of you tune in to us, we will talk to you and help you. Get a hold of us. Let's do some classes. Thank you so much for listening in. Listen to us on Psyche's Gone Wild, because you know you are the reason we do this, to help you. Blessings, and we will talk to you next time when we discuss those colors of those chakras.